Hey, Mighty Warrior, how would you like to hang out with a group of real men who really get you? I'm talking about a group of men who are purpose-driven, love God, and have a sincere desire to win as men, husbands, fathers, and as leaders. I'm talking about real men who understand your desires as well as your doubts, your hunger for success and significance, as well as your struggles with life and even lust. Well, look no further because we've created the first ever private college campus on Facebook just for Christian men called Real Men University. But don't you worry, the tuition is free, but the education, support, and friends you'll meet will be priceless. So if you'd like to join a group of like-minded, non-judgmental Christian men who are all looking to take their faith, family, and finances to the next level, then just go over to realmenuniversity.com and request to join. That's realmenuniversity.com, and I'll see you on campus. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't have an identity crisis. Let me say that again. Say, real men don't have an identity crisis. Now, if you've been listening to the Real Men Check-In in the last 2 weeks, I challenge you by first asking you, who's your daddy? And then I challenged you last week by asking you, who's your master? Now, when I challenged you with the first question, who's your daddy, that was in order to help you understand the character of God. In the second question, who's your master, I challenge you to confront what or who is controlling your life. Well, this week on the Real Men Check-In, I have my toughest question yet. And our greatest, what I think is our greatest challenge as men. And that question is, who do you think you are? Now, before you get offended with the question, I'm asking you that question because that question challenges your identity as a man. And your answer to that question will not only determine everything you do in life, but also the quality of your life, whether you live it in freedom or in bondage. Because contrary to what most people believe, especially us as men, what we do doesn't determine who we are, but who we think we are ultimately determines what we do. Now, let me say that again. What you do doesn't determine who you are. Who you think you are always determines what you ultimately do. See, whether you're a husband, father, business owner, ministry leader, employee, or manager, your actions, whether good or bad, can be traced back to your identity, who you think you are. And who a man thinks he is doesn't even have to be true. He just has to believe it is. And if he believes it, he will either act consistently with that belief or change his behavior because it's inconsistent with his identity. Now, I hope I'm not confusing you, but here's an easier way to explain it. I want you to think for a second about the last mistake, poor choice, or boneheaded decision you made. Now, I'm not talking about a minor mistake. I'm talking about a monumental screw up. You know, that erased the tape, destroyed the hard drive, killed the messenger. What was I thinking type of mistake? You know, that you seriously regret and now you're ashamed of. Got it? Well, I'll give you a moment. Okay. Now, after that screw up, when you came to your senses and realized the error of your ways, what did you call, say, or think about yourself concerning that behavior? Now, did you say any of the following? Man, I'm an idiot. I can't believe how stupid I am. Man, I'm just a screw up. I'm never gonna get this right. You know, why bother? I can't stop even if I tried. I'm such a loser. Man, I'm never gonna get out of this hole. I'm such a jerk. I'm a terrible husband. I can't believe this. I'm just like my dad. Man, I'm a sick person. You know what? I deserve this. Now, I think you get the point. Now, I don't know. Maybe you've never said any of these things before, but whatever you said or thought about yourself, was it positive or was it negative? But the real question isn't about positive or negative comments about yourself, but rather is your description and depiction of yourself consistent with who God says you are? Now, please don't miss this. You are not, and I repeat, you are not your actions. Your actions are only your choices. But our choices, whether good or bad, come from our identity. In other words, the wrong identity equals bad choices. The right identity equals good choices. And our identity should not be shaped by who we think we are, but rather who God says we are. And I'll show you the power of that in a minute. What I'm saying is this. See, you're not an angry man. You just choose to be angry because your identity is rooted in what you think makes you angry. You're not an arrogant or prideful man. You just choose to act prideful because your identity is rooted in your feelings of insecurity. You're not a drunk. You just choose to drink excessively because your identity is rooted in the feelings you're choosing to medicate with alcohol. You're not a porn addict. You just choose to watch porn because your identity is rooted in the pain you choose to medicate with porn. You're not a thief, but you may choose to steal. You're not an adulterer. You just choose to cheat. And catch this, you're not a sinner. You choose to sin because you identify more with who you used to be than who God says you are right now in Jesus Christ. Now, I know this may be a little hard for you to grasp right now, but as I share with you your true identity, I want you to pray as you listen, refer to scripture, and then replay this episode again and again. And then I want you to ask God, is this true, God? Is this really who you say I am? And then let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you in spirit and in truth. Again, you are not your behavior. You're not your job. You're not your paycheck. You're not your possessions or your investments. You're not your net worth or your bank account balance. You're not your mistakes. You're not your choices. And you're not your past, your pain, or your problems. You're only who God says you are in Christ. Remember, the enemy Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And guess what? He wants to start with your identity. He knows if he can get you to doubt who you are, then he knows you won't believe who God is and who God says you are and what God says about you. So let me make this very plain for you so you can finally shut the devil up once and for all. And I'll start by asking you again, who do you think you are? Do you know that your daddy says in his word that you are a new creation in Christ and you've been made new because you've been born again? That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. You're forgiven, renewed, redeemed, delivered, holy, and blameless before him, Ephesians 1:4. You were crucified with Christ, and so you're justified in Christ, raised to reign with him, Galatians 2:20. So who are you? You're a champion and you're chosen, and you've been called out of darkness, 1 Peter 2:9. You're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves you, Romans 8:37. You've been set apart and set up to win, not to sin, Jeremiah 1:5. Because you're dead to sin and you're alive in Christ, Romans 6:11. You have a spirit of power, love, and self-control, and your enemies no longer control you, 2 Timothy 1:7. You're God's workmanship, created for his good works, which he prepared for you before you even knew who he was, Ephesians 2:10. So who do you think you are? You are a child of God, his adopted son, Romans 8:14 and 15. So that means you're the rightful heir of God and an heir of Christ, Romans 8:17. And that means you're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, Ephesians 1:3. Your life is hidden with Christ in God, so Satan has to go through him if he wants to find you. That's Colossians 3:3. You're the righteousness of God, so even when you're wrong, he makes you right, 2 Corinthians 5:21. You've been appointed, anointed, signed, sealed, and delivered through his son's blood, 2 Corinthians 1:21. You're an overcomer and victorious because you believe in him, don't you? That's 1 John 5:4 and 5. You're confident, bold, and unashamed because you abide and reside in him, 1 John 2:28. And you're always bearing fruit for his kingdom, John 15:5. You're strong, free, loved, and he likes you because he calls you friend, John 15:15. So who are you? You're so valuable that God purchased you by sacrificing his only son for you, John 3:16. So you're not your own. Your body is his temple and his spirit lives inside of you, 1 Corinthians 3:16. You're God's servant and you work for him, Colossians 3:23. You're his disciple and you're conforming to the image of his son every single day, Romans 8:29. You are salt and light to this world, Matthew 13-16. Because you know the truth and the truth sets you free, John 8:32. And absolutely nothing can separate you from God's love, Romans 8:38 and 39. And that means everything you are in him influences everything you do for him. and how you react and respond to others. That's who God says you are. And when you find your identity in that, your actions will reflect it. Because remember, real men don't have an identity crisis. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I love sharing podcast reviews from our listeners, and I want to share this one with you today. And this one came from his ID is Top Believer. Top Believer. Top Believer writes, "You need this. These podcasts will bless you and certainly challenge you with truth and practical ways to apply that truth daily. We were made to be relational, and this is a great tool to help us grow closer to God and to men who will have our backs." And he gave us a 5-star rating. Thank you, Top Believer. I really appreciate that. And guys, I pick these reviews at random, so who knows? If you submit a review, we might actually pick yours and read yours on the air. And guys, you know that Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.